Hello again, this is Lyndon Davis with yet another segment in our Debt Domino series. This time we'll be looking at the hidden cost of home and auto debt. The hidden cost. You know, there are many hidden costs associated with home debt. In addition to the monthly mortgage payments, and some of those costs include, now, being that it's one of the largest, we're going to start there. Yes, interest. See, people think that, you know, just because I'm making a mortgage payment, you know, I'm actually slowly but surely beginning to own this home. They look at these things and they never really stop to truly consider the costs, the other costs that come along with owning a home or purchasing a home, I like to say, on debt. And interest, folks, is the largest. It is the absolute largest of the hidden costs when it comes to purchasing a home on debt. Interest is the amount that a lender charges you to borrow money, expressed as a percentage of that principal. It's one of the basic components of your monthly mortgage payment. Now, there's a lot that goes into determining interest rates, and the specific rate you're offered by a lender is weighted by your unique profile, your unique financial profile, which may include your credit score and your debt-to-income ratio. Additionally, the total amount of mortgage interest you pay will depend on the amount of your loan, the length of your loan, and the interest rate. For that reason, the interest rate you get from one lender may be different from one to the next, which is why it's always worth comparing lenders. Let's run through a small example, shall we? Yes, we shall. If you borrow, let's say $300,000, that sounds like it's a reasonable amount for a home in this area. So let's say it's $300,000 and it's at a 5.5% interest rate for 30 years. Now, in this current environment, 5.5% might actually be a bargain. But in the past 15, 20 years, 5.5% might have actually been on the high side. But we're going to use it for our example purposes. And 30 years, because pretty much most people who have not really gone through proper financial counseling, they take out these 30-year mortgages thinking that they're doing themselves a favor. In actuality, really not. But let's go it over again. $300,000 is the amount that you're financing of the home at 5.5% interest for 30 years. Are you ready? You will pay, get this, you will pay over $313,000 in interest alone over the life of the loan. For those of you that have been paying attention, you got it right. You will end up paying more in interest than the initial cost of the home. Remember, that home was $300,000, but you paid $313,000 just in interest. Wow. That's more in interest, again, than the original cost of the home. Even a small percentage difference in the interest rate can have a big impact on the short and the long-term cost of your mortgage. For example, are you ready for an example? Well, here it goes. Move that interest rate to 6.5%. Remember, we were doing 5.5% before. Move that interest rate to 6.5% and keep it at that 30-year fixed rate loan, as we did in the first example, and your monthly payment goes up by over $190. Huh. That's not all. It gets better. The total interest paid goes up by over $70,000. Folks, if you didn't know, $70,000 is more than the median annual income in the U.S. You will pay more in interest by just 1 percentage point rise in interest rate in the example that we just gave than what the median income is in the United States. What a doozy. Wow. Did you recognize that? Do you now see why I'm calling this a hidden cost? You thought, oh, I'm getting a 4.5% interest rate, or I'm getting a 5% interest rate, and you feel all good and comfy. But folks, over the life of that loan, You are paying tons of money, in my view, unnecessarily, to someone that does not even know who you are or care about what you do, except for the fact that you need to pay them on time. Interest, as you can plainly see, is the biggest of your hidden costs when taking out debt to say that you're going to pay for a home. Now, again, folks, the costs that I'm going into here are hidden costs. You're going to have a whole bunch of other costs for this, for that. I'm talking about costs that you may see, but you haven't really stopped to appreciate how deep or how wide or how pernicious that cost is that you are incurring. So next on the list is closing costs. Now, all mortgages, all of them, every last one of them, they come with a number of lender-determined as well as third-party fees for their services. These costs are itemized in your loan estimate in two categories: services you can shop for and services you cannot shop for. As the name suggests, the former category provides the room to look for competitive rates, that is, services you can shop for. So it could be a chance for you to save some cash. I promise you, everybody in this business, you're not going to save a ton of cash. It's just going to be there. You can save some, but it's not like, oh, I just saved $10,000 on a $100,000 mortgage. Nah, you're not going to get anything like that. Sorry. However, the fees in the latter category are determined by the lender and cannot be negotiated. That is, services you cannot shop for. It is important for you to have an understanding of both so you can accurately figure out your budget. Now, some of the closing fees associated with taking on home debt, here are the hidden costs, folks. Some of those fees are the appraisal fee. A home appraisal must be done by a licensed appraiser to determine the value of the property. You'll get a copy of that report, don't worry. But while this is an optional report if you purchase the home without a lender, that is, if you purchase this home with cash or through some other means that did not involve a lender, investments, or something like that, this appraisal fee is optional. But it's still something that would be wise for you to consider doing. If you use debt, however, to purchase a home through a lending institution, this appraisal fee is unavoidable. So again, without a lender in the mix, you can go without this appraisal fee, although I wouldn't recommend that. With the lender in the mix, you have to pay it. You're gonna pay it. You can't get around it. You can't bargain your way out of it. The lender wants to know that what they're lending you money for actually has the worth to what they're lending you. So if the house is only worth $100,000, but you're asking the lender for $400,000, ain't gonna happen. The most that they will give you is $100,000. That's why this appraisal fee is a must when you're using a lender. But it is an option if you're going some other route. You have to get an appraisal, and you have to pay for it. That is why it's listed here as a hidden fee, because it's not mandatory, but it is something, if you purchase on debt, that will be there. Another hidden fee is the credit report. The lender will need to check your credit in order to determine your credit worthiness and how you've been dealing with your monthly debt obligations. Remember in the past I told you credit score only says that you've owed somebody for either a long period of time or for a certain dollar figure? Right, this is it, and this is why they use it. They want to see how did you do in paying back what you owed. Now, while some may be of the mindset that they can just provide the bank with a copy of their free, in quotes, credit report that they get every year and thus save on this unnecessary cost, they would do well to come out of La La Land and join the rest of us. That's not going to happen. You can't just give the bank a copy of your credit report and say, hey, here it is. You don't have to charge me for pulling another one because I just got this one yesterday. Nope. Ain't going to happen. You will have to pay the bank because they want their own report, not something that you gave them. They want their own stuff. The bank will pull your credit, and you will pay for it. And just like the appraisal fee, if you purchase your home not using debt through some other method, this is a fee that you would not have to pay because you're not borrowing. No need for a credit report. But because you are purchasing using debt, this cost comes into play. A hidden charge because it's not a necessary charge. Flood certification. The lender will need to determine if your property is in a flood zone to ensure the appropriate insurance coverage is in place. As with the appraisal, this is a cost that you can bypass if you purchase with cash or without a lender. But I would not recommend you do that. It is not in your best interest to bypass the flood certification. However, insert a lender into the equation, and this too you will get and pay for. No lender, no payment for a flood cert, although I wouldn't recommend that you go that route. Have a lender, have a flood cert, have payment, you do it. Lender's title insurance. This fee ensures that the lender, not you, this fee ensures that the lender is protected if someone later makes a claim against the title of the property. Now, unlike the flood cert and appraisal, this cost only happens if you use a lending institution. In other words, if you don't use a lender, you never, ever have to worry about paying for a lender's title insurance. Why? There's no lender! Nothing to pay for! But a flood cert or an appraisal, you still may want to get those. But there is absolutely, unless you just want to throw money away, there's no need to get lender's title insurance if you're not using a lender. In a cash sale, the buyer will automatically be offered a title insurance policy by the closing agent. Now, this is totally optional. You don't have to get it. You don't have to, though it would be wise for you to get your own. Not a lender's title insurance, but your own title insurance. Just like the lender wants to be protected if someone later makes a claim against the title of the property, you would want to be protected if someone later makes a claim against the title of the property. So again, you never have to pay the lender's title insurance, but it would be wise for you to get your own, an owner's title insurance, if you purchase without using a lender. But we list it here as a hidden fee. Why? Because a lender's title insurance is only ever assessed if you use a lender. If you don't have a lender, you ain't gotta pay it. Have lender, have lender's title, have payment for lender's title, paid by you. Lender's attorney fee. I think you might be seeing a pattern existing here. Yeah, just like the lender's title. This covers the cost of reviewing and creating legal documents by an attorney who represents the bank's interest. I'm going to say that again slower. This covers the cost of reviewing and creating legal documents by an attorney who represents the bank's interest. Don't get fooled on this one, folks. Not only is this cost a cost that you can incur if you take on debt from a lender to purchase a home, but it is also true that the attorney is not there to ensure you get a fair deal. No. That lender's attorney is there to ensure the bank, the lending institution, gets a fair deal. You're on your own, buddy. You've got to deal with that thing on your own. The lender's attorney is there to ensure that the bank, the lending institution, is not getting swindled. You have to fend for yourself. Origination fee. This fee covers the lender's cost to set up your loan, which is generally about 1% of the total loan amount. No lender, no fee. Have lender, have fee. You pay. Underwriting fee. For your mortgage to be approved, an underwriter must review your income, assets, and debts to verify that you can indeed afford the loan, and also to evaluate how much of a risk you pose to the lender. Though this is not a mandatory fee, that is, not all lenders charge such a fee, there are those that do, As such, it is included as yet another hidden cost of purchasing a home with debt. No lender, no underwriting fee, no payment. Have lender, may have underwriting fee, may have payment, you pay. Application fee. You may need to pay a non-refundable fee to process your mortgage. Wow. Underwriting fee, application fee, origination fee, wow. They all kind of like begin to sound the same, right? Well, there it is. You may need to pay this non-refundable, think about that. You don't even get it back if you get turned down, just to apply for the mortgage. And just like the underwriting fee, this is not always charged by all lenders, but it is charged by some. And thus, you should be aware of this hidden cost of buying a home with debt. Mortgage discount points, also known as points. They are a type of upfront fee that you can pay to your lender in exchange for a lower interest rate on your mortgage. 1 point equals about 1% of the loan amount. So if you borrow $300,000, 1 point would cost you $3,000. The amount of points you pay will depend on the interest rate you are offered and the lender's fees. For example, if you are offered an interest rate of 4% and you pay 1 point, your interest rate may be reduced to 3.5%. This would save you approximately $1,000 per year on your mortgage payments. Whether or not paying points is a good idea for you will depend on your individual circumstance, of course. If you plan to stay in your home for a long time, paying points can save you money in the long run. However, if you plan to sell your home in a few years, you may not recoup the cost of the points, whether staying or going. Points are a cost that are taken into account only if you borrow to buy a home. Now, as an adjunct to homeowners insurance, which is something, whether you use a lender or not, that absolutely makes sense for you to pursue, as an adjunct to that, because again, I'm not going to talk about things that, you know, cross paths, let's say. If you use a lender to buy a home, then they're going to make you get homeowner's insurance. But if you pay for it cash, I mean, think about it. You just put out $300,000. Don't you want to protect it? Yeah. So I see homeowner's insurance as a necessary cost, not a hidden fee. But as an adjunct to the homeowner's insurance is an add-on to the mortgage that just about every lender exacts upon a certain type of borrower. Maybe you don't have 20 or 25% to put toward your down payment. That doesn't have to stop you from buying a home. At least that's what the bank and lending institutions would say to you. Because what it does mean is that you likely will need to take out private mortgage insurance, or PMI as it is called. And that's an insurance which lenders may require to offset their risk. The cost of PMI can be hundreds of dollars per month on top of your regular monthly mortgage payment. I call this an add-on cost because this cost is typically done away with once the equity in your home, that is the value of your home above the amount you owe on the home, reaches 20 or the 25% level. But what happens quite often is that people forget to call their lending institution to request that the PMI be dropped, while at the same time, the lending institution is not proactive in determining the value of your home to see if this charge can be dropped. But why should they? They're receiving a bonus in that if you default, they still get paid the full amount with the luxury of being able to foreclose on you. What a deal for them. These are just some of the hidden costs associated with home debt. It is important to factor these costs into your decision to buy a home, so that you are not surprised by them later on. Buying a home is a big decision, and it is important to be aware of all the costs involved. By doing your research and understanding the hidden costs of home debt, you can make an informed decision about whether or not home ownership is right for you. Now, folks, we will get into the hidden costs of auto debt, but first, 1 John chapter 3, verse 17 says, it actually poses the question, but whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, How does the love of God abide in him? You are in a position to buy vehicles and homes with money you don't have. That's what purchasing with debt is. Do you think you may be in a position to help someone in need? As you consider your own well-being, take the time to consider the well-being of others. All right, we just looked at purchasing a home using debt and all the hidden costs that are associated with that. Now we're going to look at the hidden costs of auto debt. And there are many hidden costs associated with auto debt in addition to the monthly car payments. And some of those include, yep, just like with the home, interest. This is the cost of borrowing money to buy a car now instead of a home. Interest can be a significant expense and it can add up over the life of the loan. Just as with the home loan, interest is likely to be the biggest expense that you can avoid, by the way, of purchasing a vehicle. Barring those 0% financing deals, interest payments on financing a vehicle can be as much as 1/3 of the price of the vehicle. Did I say that right? Yeah, I kind of did. It can be as much as 1/3 or more of the price of a vehicle. With the average new car priced at over $36,000, the average interest rate north of 16%, and that's for credit scores in the 600s, the interest paid over an 84-month or 7-year term, wow, is $24,000. That's more like 2/3 of the price of the car just in interest over that period. Gap insurance or guaranteed asset protection. Now, this insurance is a type of insurance that covers the difference between the amount you owe on a car loan and the amount that the car is worth if it is totaled. This can be a lifesaver if the car is totaled because it can help you avoid having to pay out of pocket for the difference. And that's how it's usually sold. But the straight truth is, this is a hidden cost because if you did not buy it on debt, you would not have to worry about gap insurance. Or, if you wanted to worry about gap insurance, you could take out your own, because now it's totally your choice. Without paying for it with cash, the financing company will insert gap insurance and they will charge you for it. So, let's go through an example. Let's say you have a $20,000 car loan and your car is totaled in an accident. If your car is worth $15,000, your insurance company will only pay you $15,000. However, you still owe $20,000 on the car loan. This is where the gap insurance comes in. Gap insurance would pay the remaining $5,000 that you owe on the car loan. And again, if you purchased it cash and were in the same exact position, you won't have to worry about making up that $5,000 because you can either eat it in that you paid for the car cash, or you can then go out and purchase your own gap insurance if you can find somebody to offer you gap insurance on a non-finance vehicle. So gap insurance is typically purchased at the time that you buy your car. It is usually offered by the lender or the dealership. Gap insurance can be expensive. Yes, it can. But it is true, it can be a lifesaver if your car is totaled. But again, that only comes into play if you purchase with debt. A prepayment penalty. Huh? I'm paying it off early and I'm getting a penalty for that? You got it. A prepayment penalty is a fee that a lender charges you if you pay off your loan early. The fee is typically a percentage of the remaining balance on your loan. For example, if you have a $10,000 loan and you pay it off early, you may be charged a prepayment penalty of 2%, which would be $200. Prepayment penalties are not common. Don't get me wrong, they're not common among auto loans, that is. But if yours has one, you'll be penalized if you decide to pay off your loan in full before your scheduled payoff date. Now, prepayment penalties are typically only found on fixed-rate loans. They're not common on adjustable-rate loans. There are a few exceptions why a lender might charge a prepayment penalty. One reason is that the lender makes money from the interest, as who didn't know that, right? They make money from the interest that you pay on your loan. If you pay off your loan early, they lose out on money, so they penalize you to make sure that they get all the money that they think they ought to get. Another reason why a lender might charge a prepayment penalty is that it protects them from losing money if the interest rates go down. If you pay off your loan early, the lender may have to refinance their own loan at a lower interest rate. And this could mean that they lose money on the loan. That is, they have to somehow go out and find some other dude or dudette to pick up the loan. And if they do that, instead of getting the 7% that they were getting from you, they will now only get 4% from the new person. That is terrible for them, but great for you. The way that they make it great for them and terrible for you, they suck it to you, baby, with a prepayment penalty. Folks, buying a car is a big decision, no doubt, especially with the average price being north of $36,000, and that's just for a car. What about most of us out there who are driving around in SUVs and trucks and things like that? Way, way, way higher than $36,000. So it's a big decision, and it's important to be aware of all the costs involved. By doing your research and understanding the hidden costs of auto debt, you can make an informed decision about whether or not car ownership is right for you. Well, folks, that's it. We've come to the end of this segment in our Debt Domino series, The Hidden Cost of Home and Auto Debt. Now, these are costs where you must pay because you've taken out debt, whereas if you use cash or some other method, you can avoid these costs altogether. When it comes to a home, these costs can add up into the thousands. Especially when it comes to interest, it could be hundreds of thousands. When it comes to a car, it is minimally hundreds of dollars that over the life of the auto loan can also indeed run into the thousands. The point is, they are costs you do not have to incur, but that you took on debt, and now you've got to pay the piper. So, before you go, I want to leave you with a couple of things for you to ponder on, to chew on, and even to live by. When it comes to debt, you ought to remember these two things. First, the Bible says to avoid all types of personal debt, no matter what clever terms are used to describe it. This is due to the master-servant bondage nature that is inherent to debt, as Proverbs 22:7 tells us. The second thing to remember is that if you feel compelled that you've got to take on debt, let it be the debt of love, as Romans 13:8 instructs us. Well, folks, this is Lyndon Davis with yet another in our Debt Domino series. This time we were talking about the hidden cost of home and auto debt. We'll see you next time. Take care and God bless.